just about 2 minutes after 8 o'clock on this 16th day of February, part of a holiday weekend. This is Pete Fornichal. Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Show at 92.3 K-Rock.
My brother is a dark-eyed gentleman. We see each other when we can, for dinner or some music. But there's always been this tension, neither mentions it, and then conversation dies down. And I think sometimes it's just as well we live in different towns. Some say we're like day and night, the Southern Cross and the Northern Lights. He's half a world away from me, still he's half the world to me, and doesn't even know it. Young, we fought till our mom cried, forgave each other when she died, and swore we'd try to close the gap. And though we both are loyal and enjoy each other's triumphs, we don't understand them well. And each other's friends are ciphers, and each other's heaven hell. Some say we're like day and night, the Southern Cross and the Northern Lights. He's half a world away from me, still he's half the world to me, and doesn't even know it. Some say we're like day and night, the Southern Cross and the Northern Lights. He's half a world away from me, still he's half the world to me, and doesn't even know it.
tuxedo. Strolling with indifferent partners beneath the chandeliers, looking for someone to bleed to. But I would be your gentleman if you'd only let this ragged heart please you. And there would be laughter, there would be shame, there would be laughter in a gentleman again. Come right in, right in, right in, come running for your life. Come take this song of my brothers, come take this healing night. World anymore for a saint, with a salesman to franchise his sandals, to heal the faithful and hear all their complaints in the theaters of Los Angeles, to stand in the garden and ask for nothing, but there's nothing they'd ever call more dangerous. There will be robes and gowns, there will be saints, there will be magic clowns dressed for the masquerade. Come right in, right in, right in, come running for your life. Come take this song of my brothers, come take this healing knife. Come right in, right in, right in, come running for your life. Come take this song of my brothers, come take this healing knife.
Classic Rock, K-Rock.
Show them the way that you
92.3 K-Rock, the classic rock station. In case you haven't guessed, this is the beginning of Brotherhood / Sisterhood Week. The name was officially changed a few years ago. It used to be Brotherhood Week in the old days, but it is now Brotherhood Sisterhood Week, which shows some enlightenment on the part of the organizers of this particular event. We heard James Taylor with Shower the People, Young Bloods before that with, I guess, the song that defines the spirit of the week, Get Together. Rod McDonald's song of my brothers, The Hollies, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. Carol King with Brother Brother from the Music album. And a young man named Hugh Blumenfeld starting us off this morning with a really emotional recording called Brother. I was mentioning to Don McGee earlier that it captures the same kind of raw feeling that My Old Man by Steve Goodman does. Pretty incredible stuff. And we started with it this morning for a couple of reasons. Not only Brotherhood Sisterhood Week, but also Hugh Blumenfeld will be our guest in the second hour of the show today, along with Eileen Weiss and Richard Meyer from the Fast Folk Musical Magazine. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary this week with three nights of shows at the Bottom Line on February 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And we'll hear what that's all about in the second hour of the program this morning. Another big event happening, too, the 6th annual David Bromberg Big Band Homecoming Reunion Show at the Music Hall in Tarrytown. Happens on Friday, February 21st, and Saturday, February 22nd. Shows start at 8 p.m. Good seats still remain for this Friday's 6th annual David Bromberg Big Band Homecoming Reunion Show. Longest title for a concert I ever heard. Opening the show on Friday, February 21st, will be Black 47, and it will be hosted by our own Vin Scalza. And then coming on Sunday, March 15th, wait a minute, yeah, that's next month, it's about a month away, Richard Thompson with special guest Willie Nile. For tickets and other information to these shows and the 6th annual David Bromberg Big Band Homecoming Reunion Show, say that fast three times, at the Music Hall in Tarrytown, New York, call 914-332-8497. That's 914-332-8497, or call your nearest Ticketmaster. Remember, here it is again. Ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. The 6th annual David Bromberg Big Band Homecoming Reunion Show, this Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Music Hall in Tarrytown, New York.
Hey, Bob, is this painting a Monet or a Manet?
I'm so hungry I can't tell Monet from Murray.
You mean Manet?
No, Murray, the security guard over there by the door.
I hear you. I say we lay our hands on a real masterpiece.
But what about Murray?
Not the paintings, McDonald's large fries. Because when you buy large fries at Mickey D's, you can get a Big Mac sandwich for only 99 cents.
Now, that's what I call a masterpiece.
McDonald's fries, known the world over for their exquisite color, superior composition, and original flavor. And now through February 23rd, when you buy McDonald's large fries, a delicious Big Mac is just 99 cents. Now that's a deal that's a real work of art. Two all-beef patties, special sauce, the whole meaty, mighty Big Mac, only 99 cents with the purchase of large fries. Get the picture? But it's only for a limited time at participating McDonald's. Plus tax, prices may vary.
Talk about being in good taste. Buy large fries and a Big Mac is just 99 cents.
Leave it to McDonald's to create a masterpiece even you can sink your teeth into.
It's a work of art.
As far as sales pitches go, you've probably heard them all. First, you get the owner's personal guarantee. Then there's inventory clearance sales to make room for the new models. Or what about final days where you can get up to 95% off of list price? Please, don't insult our intelligence. The only thing you have to cut through is all the Dial-A-Mattress is still the easiest way to buy a new Sealy Posturepedic, Serta Perfect Sleeper, and Simmons Beauty Rest Mattress, with guaranteed 2-hour delivery and payment only upon approval. There's no phony sales, no phony markdowns, just everyday low warehouse prices on America's finest premium mattresses. In fact, almost half of our new customers are recommended by our old customers. So call and find out how easy it is. Dial toll-free 1-800-NATTRES. That's 1-800-MATTRESS. And remember, leave off the last S. That's the S for savings.
Dial-A-Mattress Line. Dealer to subsidize 60-month loan payments up to 6 months. No money down with approved credit, tax tag, and title. Dealer delivery 0% financing on select new models. Only 50% off based on 91 Ford Festiva, 138857, 4,000 cash back, and 92 Dodge Monaco, 016786. Trade to be carried over on new vehicle purchase.
The presidents are cutting deal. They dare you to compare the offers at Autoland. Absolutely no cash down. Monday, President's Day only. Buy new cars and trucks. No cash down. No payments for up to 6 full months. 0% factory financing. Prices up to 50% off. Or cash back up to $4,000. New Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Plymouth, even new Toyota. At 1/2 the retail price. No cash down. 0% factory financing. Cash back up to $4,000. You can play through May. And make no payments till the summer. Even if you're a first-time buyer. Plus, if we make a deal, we'll pay off your trade. No matter how much you owe. The presidents are cutting deals. Monday only till 10 p.m. Autoland. Route 22 East, Springfield, New Jersey. Call 1-800-AUTOLAND for instant credit approval.
Hello?
Hey, this new car phone really works.
What? Who is this?
This is your engine. I'm calling you from the garage.
Can't this wait? It's 3 in the morning.
No, it can't wait. I've been doing a lot of thinking out here.
Oh, about what?
That gasoline you give me, you say you're not getting quick start, smooth idle, and great acceleration, right?
Right.
Well, how am I supposed to give that to you if you don't give me the good stuff?
Listen to your engine. Crystal Clear Amoco Ultimate is refined an extra step for quality. And quality means performance.
So here's the deal. You give me quality, I give you performance.
Okay, you got it. Amoco Ultimate now. Good night.
Amoco Ultimate. Your car knows.
Hello?
Joe's Pizza. I'll take a pepperoni with extra sauce.
Huh?
Oops. Sorry. Wrong number.
92.3 K-Rock, the classic rock station. Pete Fornital back with you this Sunday morning. It's a Dire Straits Listener Appreciation Weekend, and we have tickets for the Meadowlands on February 23rd and the Nassau Coliseum on February 28th. Tickets are available for both shows at the respective box offices, Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster Charge, and Crossroads Tickets, Route 4 East in Paramus. But if you'd like to win a pair of tickets plus a CD copy of their latest album, On Every Street, I'll take a random caller who can name any 3 songs I've played since we went on at 8 o'clock this morning. How about that? And listen next hour and throughout the weekend for another chance to win. All winners are eligible for the grand prize, a Philips LHH-1000 compact disc system valued at $4,000 to be awarded on the Dave Herman Rock and Roll Afternoon Show tomorrow on the classic rock station 92.3 K-Rock.
Keep on talking till I can't go on. Why do you see it your way? Okay, so this next song was, the record I had was by Rambling Jack Elliott, son of T.S. It was like this.
K-Rock, the classic rock station. That is Paul McCartney from the Unplugged album. I have to confess to you that I've been immersed in Beatle mythology for the last week now. You may remember that we featured them last week because it was the 28th anniversary of their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. you know, not a milestone anniversary, but the fact that it was on a Sunday, I think, is what triggered that, the actual night that the Sullivan Show used to run. And I make no apologies for it. I think, you know, that week of our lives was very important and transitional. And it has been made possible this year more than any other to recreate those events because of a videotape that was released last fall, or just in time for the holidays, as they say, called The Beatles' First U.S. Visit. All of that great documentary footage that was done by the Maisley's brothers at that time, combined with the actual footage from the Sullivan shows. You may remember that the Beatles appeared for three consecutive Sundays, the first one from the Ed Sullivan Theater here in New York on February 9th, the second Sunday from a hotel in Miami, Florida, and the third week, which would have been next Sunday, the 23rd, on videotape. And in between there, there's everything. There's Murray the K, there's their visit to the Peppermint Lounge, there's the train ride down to Washington, D.C., for their concert there on Lincoln's birthday that year. Remarkable, remarkable stuff, and very nice to have in video form. Now, I didn't explain what we're going to be doing this morning. This week is also the Grammy Awards on the 25th. So next Sunday, John Platt will be sitting in and we'll be doing our annual alternative Grammy show. But this year, we somehow or another didn't get around to doing this in December or January. I took a look back at some of the mainstream albums from 1991 and managed for the first time in a number of years to come up with about 10 of them that I really enjoy, that I really have made a part of my record collection at home. You can't call it a record collection anymore, CD collection at home. And right up there at the top of the list would be that Unplugged album by Paul McCartney. You know the deal. He did it for an MTV special. In fact, it was videotaped on Friday, January 25th, 1991, at Limehouse Studios in Wembley, London. And it just showed a side of Paul, musically certainly, but also a side of his personality that we just, you know, hadn't seen in that fashion in years and years and years. And it was quite fun, and it remains one of my favorite releases from 1991. We'll get to a host of others before this morning is through. We also heard Dire Straits. That was another favorite album of mine from 91, the On Every Street. We heard Calling Elvis, and we have our first winner of tickets to see Dire Straits. He is Alan Gingold. Him, and you keep listening because we'll be doing this twice more before this morning is over on the classic rock station 92.3 K-Rock.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6 with a scenario for the business traveler. Well, let's say your company sends you out to do some work in the field. You don't want the guys on the job site to find out you're staying in some fancy joint and think you're soft. But as soon as they get wind of it, they'll start razzing you about using that avocado body balm or washing with French milled soap, and before you know it, you're not one of the guys anymore. Well, who needs that? Well, I got a way to prevent the whole sorry thing from happening. Come stay with us at Motel 6. We'll give you a clean, comfortable, non-fancy room where you'll get free local phone calls and long-distance ones without a motel service charge, and all for the lowest prices of any national chain. That'll make you look good back at the home office, and you won't have to worry about any of those cream puff jokes out on the job site. Well, I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
All right, whose job will it be to tell everyone about the winter sale at Nobody Beats the Wiz?
Well, let's see. It'll take a person of responsibility, character, and charm with a voice that conveys believability and warmth.
You're right. I better do it.
Wait a minute. I said warmth.
Ah, that's what the winter sale is all about. Staying home in the cold of winter and having a great time doing it.
That could mean making a family album on our new camcorder.
Discovering music again by finally buying that compact disc player or stereo system.
Setting up a video movie library with all my favorite classics.
Now's the right time. Low prices and special savings during February's winter sale at Nobody Beats the Wiz.
All these ideas really make surviving winter a lot more fun.
How are we going to get involved?
A new TV for the Olympics and the NCAA tournament next month.
Yeah, but whose job will it be to buy it?
Someone who knows value, is level-headed, quality conscious, and a good all-around citizen.
You're right. I better do it. Nobody Beats the Wiz.
Zero profit based on select vehicles. Dealer cost equals factory invoice less MFG rebates, holdbacks, and any other cash incentives that may reduce actual cost.
Is New York going crazy? Is New York going insane? Absolutely
not.
They're all going to Westbury Toyota
and Westbury Nissan
for the biggest presidential birthday party
in tri-state history.
And you're invited.
Buy new Toyotas,
new Nissans.
Zero cash down.
Zero payments for 90 days. Zero profit. You heard right. You pay what we pay. New Toyotas,
new Nissans.
Zero cash down. Zero payments for 90 days. Zero profit. It's a presidential birthday party. Now through Monday only.
At Westbury Toyota.
And Westbury Nissan.
Old Country Road, west of Wantagh Parkway, Westbury.
You'd have to be insane to buy anywhere else.
Call 516-333-3100 for details.
At Rubbermaid, we know everyone needs their space.
Mom, I've been thinking, I need my space. So if you can't be more cooperative, I may have to move out.
So we designed the Rubbermaid Keeper line.
Why are you packing my clothes?
A colorful collection of storage boxes and household organizers.
You're packing my bunny slippers?
And Rubbermaid Keepers come in a variety of shapes and sizes to help you put almost anything...
Not my music.
...in its place.
Mom, I've been thinking I don't need that much space. Thanks, Mom.
Don't you wish everything was made?
Mom, I've been thinking...
Like Rubbermaid...
92.3 K-Rock, the classic rock station. Pete Fornitz, Al, back with you on the Sunday show. I mentioned that in our second hour, Richard Meyer from Fast Folk Musical Magazine will be here to talk about their 10th anniversary and the three nights of concerts at the Bottom Line to celebrate it February 20th through the 22nd. At least two dozen performers will be appearing over the three nights. You'll hear who they are in that interview. But I know a couple of them, and I thought we'd start with their music right now. A couple of them who will be there include Christine Lavin and Cliff Eberhardt on the Sunday show at 92.3 K-Rock.
I will be thankful for the gifts that were given. I want to turn my back on the past. You should not resent me for moving forward. I cannot rectify all the things that went bad for you. I cannot move where these four walls surround me, even though it may be right for you. I cannot see through another man's eyes. I will not walk in my father's shoes. That have long been forgotten. An escape from a life that was not their own. But they passed down possessions to the generations. And here you will live in your father's home. Or is it the brave who destroy the circle? There are no heroes who gamble and lose. I do not resemble the face in the picture.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a little sing-along, but just for you guys out there, all right? This is called Sensitive New Age Guys, and wherever you are right now, riding in your car or lying on the beach with your Walkman on, please sing along on this song. It'll help you with your male bonding kind of thing. And to help you, I've rounded up every sensitive guy I could find in New York City tonight. So you just sing along with them, please. Don't be shy. Who likes to talk about their feelings?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who's into crystals, into healing?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who like to dress like Richard Simmons?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Hard to tell from women.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who like to cry at women. addict who tapes 30-something on their VCRs, who's got child on board stickers on their cars. Whose last names are hyphenated?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who love three men and a baby, a movie I hated.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Consciousness is constantly raising.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Yet whose tax-free income is amazing.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who's concerned about your orgasm? Hey, wait a minute. You guys said you'd help me out on this song.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, we're sensitive, Christine.
Well,
not that sensitive. Well, I guess it's more important that they have them.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who carries the baby on his back? Who thinks Shirley MacLaine is on the inside track? Who always sings on sing-alongs, even when they can't stand stupid sing-along songs? Well, yes, I could tell a lot of you guys out there really hated this song. Not all of you sang, but a lot of you did, because it was a sing-along and you didn't want to hurt my feelings.
Didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Because you know what that's like. Because you've had your feelings hurt so many times because you're so sensitive. Yes, you're sensitive.
Rage God.
92.3 WXRK, New York's classic rock and roll radio, K-Rock. That is Christine Lavin and Sensitive New Age Guys. Cliff Eberhardt before that, and My Father's Shoes. Both of them will be participating in the three nights of celebration of the Fast Folk Musical Magazine's 10th anniversary at the Bottom Line, February 20th through the 22nd. We'll be hearing more about that in this next hour on the Sunday show. This is Pete Fornatale. One of the great things about being on the radio... There are many great things, by the way, about being on the radio. You should all get your own show at one point in your life. It's a privilege that I've had for a really long time now. But one of the great things about it is the occasional ability to acknowledge a personal milestone. And that's exactly what I'm going to do right now. It was 25 years ago this week that I met a young broadcaster. I did not know it at the time, but one who was to have a profound influence on my life. And the strange thing about this is that many of you know him, too. His name is Dennis Elsis. And even though we work on different sides of the street, so they say, different ends of the dial, I did not want the occasion to pass without acknowledgement on the Sunday show at 92.3 K-Rock.
We drink the water.
A little boy lies alone, and he's feeling kind of sad. It's Saturday and it's raining, and for little boys, that's kind of bad. But he turns on his radio, and soon you see him smile. 'Cause he knows it's Smiling Ned and Superman are coming on in a little while. But then my radio comes crackling in from somewhere down in southern Tennessee. And the all-night jock just played a great new sound, and he said that it was for me. Oh, radio, you got me through again. Oh, radio, you're much more than a friend. And I know that you can't hear me, but sometimes I think you can. Oh, radio, you got me through again. Oh, radio.
That new kind of low-key FM radio sound that we've all become so used to. Kind of subdued, relaxed, late-night radio. It goes something like this. Well, it's 4 a.m. in New York City. And temperature's 31 degrees. Humidity 82%. We'll be bringing you the best in musical sounds these next 38 hours. Let's see. Got a letter here from a lady in Yonkers, New York, wants to hear more Arnold Stang. We like hearing from you. Answer to trivia question, Ezra Charles. I'll send that right along to you. See, it's 401 in New York City. And, temperature a little jump there, 106 degrees. Humidity is zero. Oh, that hair in your nose kind of dries up, doesn't it, Al? Al Dugan, my engineer. Right on, Al. That coffee was good. Say, see, we have a lovely child's crib here, guaranteed for 5 years, made of durable lead paint.
Love.
better to leave it. Goodbye.
K Rock, the classic rock station. Like I said, it's so nice to have radio as your own personal Western Union service. We began with the Beach Boys and Friends. Tommy West of Cashman and West did old radio. Robert Klein, who was 50 years old last weekend from his first album, Child of the 50s. We heard the routine about the FM disc jockey. The Beatles, two of us from Let It Be, and winding up with the Buffalo Springfield on the way home. If the last 25 years are any indication, the next 25 should be a real breeze. That Buffalo Springfield song was written by Neil Young. Richie Furay did lead vocal, and it reminded me to mention the Neil Young show at the Beacon Theater. Now, I saw opening night on February 13th, Thursday, and have described it as a strange show because Neil only did four familiar songs, Heart of Gold, Sugar Mountain, After the Gold Rush, and Long May You Run. The rest were new things from the forthcoming album, which is to be called Harvest Moon. And in that sense, you might think of it as a sequel to the Harvest album from the 70s. Don't get me wrong, a lot of great stuff. I mean, in terms of going to a concert and hearing mostly new material, it was terrific. But Neil played for like 70 minutes, then left the stage, came back for a perfunctory encore, then left the stage again, and the house lights came up, and the crowd wouldn't leave. I think they were really surprised. I think they were there for a longer evening, and it just didn't happen. However, because nobody left, Neil came back out, took another bow. He had his coat on, even. You know, it was like he was going to catch a train or something, but he did come back out and do one final selection and then left for the night. I don't know how the Friday and Saturday night shows went, if they followed that same pattern. I'd love to know if any of you were there. You can give us a call at 955-9292 and tell me about it. But the ultimate feeling that one was left with was one of strangeness and anticipation for the new album, Harvest Moon, which I guess will be coming out in the near future. Boy, we're off in about 30 different directions today. We got the Fast Folk people coming up next. And I do want to remind you that it's a Dire Straits Listener Appreciation Weekend, and we have tickets for the Meadowlands on February 23rd and Nassau Coliseum on February 28th. Tickets are available for both shows at the respective box offices, Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster Charge, and Crossroads Tickets, Route 4 East in Paramus. If you'd like to win a pair of tickets plus a CD copy of their latest album, On Every Street, I'll take a random caller right now who can name any three songs I've played in the last hour. That shouldn't be too tough. And listen next hour and throughout the weekend for another chance to win. All winners are eligible for the grand prize, a Philips LHH 1000 compact disc system valued at $4,000 to be awarded on the Dave Herman Show tomorrow afternoon on the classic rock station 92.3 K-Rock.
Hey, kids, tonight, Glenn Burtnick and some of his fellow slaves of New Brunswick will take the turnpike north to the city and pay a visit to Idiot's Delight for a live in-studio performance with me, Vin Scelsa. That's tonight at 8 on the home of New York's classic rock, 92.3 K-Rock.
Some bands have big stage effects.
Fire.
And some bands have big hair. But this band is simply great musicians, announcing the return of one of the finest instrumental bands in the world. Coming to the Ritz, Saturday night, February 22nd, the Dixie Dregs. It's the reunion tour of the Dixie Dregs, the award-winning band, the Dixie Dregs. Saturday night, February 22nd at the Ritz. The Dixie Dregs. Steve Morse. C. Lavin. Rod Morgenstern. David LaRue. Alan Sloan. The original Dixie Dregs. Jazz, rock, country. The Dregs play it all with fire you won't believe. Don't miss the Dixie Dregs. Saturday, February 22nd, 9 p.m. at the Ritz. Special guest Colonel Bruce Hampton and the Aquarium Rescue Unit. The Ritz is on 54th Street west of Broadway. Tickets at the Ritz box office or any Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster phone charge or Crossroads tickets in Paramus. Saturday, February 22nd, the Dixie Dregs at the Ritz.
Make your move to Maxson's got your ticket to ride and talk.
Want a car dealer who's ready to put his money where his mouth is? Now through Monday only, Maxson, your value-packed auto dealer, is ready to give you a 30% down payment toward your new car purchase. Yes, that's right. Maxson will make a 30% down payment on your next new car or truck. Just shop around for your best deal on any new 1992 Honda, Pontiac, Jeep Eagle, Buick, GMC truck, or Hyundai. If Maxson can't beat that deal, we'll write the check for the down payment. Only Maxson is making this unheard-of offer. But remember, the 30% down payment promotion is happening through President's Day only, so act now. Take it to the max at Maxon, located on Route 22 in Union, New Jersey. For instant credit, call now, 1-800-YES-MAXON.
Make your move to Maxon.
Move to Maxon.
Maxon's got your ticket to ride and it's hot.
The human body is a delicate instrument, which means that if you've got a stuffy nose, a sore throat, or a hacking cough, you feel as awful as you sound. There's one place to go. The Halls of Medicine. Halls Vapor Action Formula makes your stuffy nose feel clearer, soothes your sore throat, and smooths out your hacking cough. Halls Mentholiptus Tablets. Real medicine to make you feel better and sound better fast. Use only as directed.
Stay out of the cold when shopping for a mattress this winter. Just call Dial-A-Mattress. They always offer up to 60% savings on all of their mattresses. So you can stay warm and just dial 1-800-MATTRESS. That's 1-800-MATTRESS. Don't forget to ask about their 90-day deferred payment plan. Order your mattress today and don't pay until May of 1992. At Dial-A-Mattress, the nationwide shop-at-home service. Dial toll-free 1-800-MATTRES. You can order a mattress from anywhere in the country. They offer express two-hour delivery. You pick the day, you pick the time, 6 a.m. until midnight. You are the boss, and you'll talk not just to an order taker, but a trained bedding consultant who will help you make the right choice at the right price. That's Dial-A-Mattress, 1-800-MATTRES. And don't forget to leave off that last S, because that's the S for savings. Pete Fornatale back with you on the Sunday Show. Congratulations to Carrie Wansenberg of Larchmont, New York. She is our Dire Straits winner this hour, and we'll be doing it again sometime in the next 60 minutes. I still want to talk to somebody who may have been at the Neil Young Show at the Beacon on either Friday or Saturday night. If you were, give us a call. But right now we're going to spend some time with the people from the Fast Folk Musical Magazine. And I'd like to start by playing something from the very first issue of Fast Folk 10 years ago on the classic rock station 92.3 K-Rock. Thank you.
played a highwayman. He wanted all my money. My heart beat like a drum. I gave him all my money. And sweet, he smiled at me. His beauty, I took pity beneath a black oak tree. We kissed, but for an hour, sun was newly warm.
At 92.3 K-Rock, that is a rather historic recording at this point, in as much as it comes from the very first Fast Folk Musical Magazine, which is celebrating its 10th anniversary this week with a gala celebration down at the Bottom Line, which we'll be talking more about later on. Among my guests this morning are Richard Meyer, who is the current editor of the Fast Folk Musical Magazine and has been for about 5 years now, Richard?
Since 1986, that's right.
What is the significance of this 10th anniversary?
It shows that a group of basically anarchistic folk singers, songwriters, can get together to a certain degree and cooperate on a recording project, a writing project, and build a community together and work to document what they do.
What are you proudest of in these first 10 years?
I'm proudest that we've survived, that we're still talking to each other, that people have gone on to write great songs, and that people have made inroads in the commercial market, that they've made artistic progress and success, that various people have won Grammys, have won the awards at the Kerrville Folk Festival, have appeared at the Newport Folk Festival, that this particular group of songwriters, whether you use the word folk or pop or whatever this particular kind of music is, that so many of the people who have been influential were drawn to this group, contributed to it, and then went off on their own or still work with it.
You have proven your worth and value many times over in these past 10 years. Let me reiterate that first song we heard was by David Massengill, Fairfax County, from the very first issue. One of the questions I had for you, Richard, is what access does the public have, listeners, fans, to the catalog material of Fast Folk? Where is it available? Somebody who discovers you this week, for example, if they want to go back and share some of that rich history, how do they go about doing it?
They have to write to us. Fast Folk is issued by subscription, like a magazine. We call it a musical magazine because each issue comes with a record now on CD and a magazine portion that has the lyrics to the songs and bios and articles about whatever we feel is intriguing from month to month. So somebody would have to write to us. We still have close to 40 of the back issues in stock, and someone can subscribe to the ongoing project.
How can they do that? Let's get it out there right now, in fact.
They can write to the Fast Folk Musical Magazine. The address is P.O. Box 938, Village Station, New York, New York, 10014.
Of course, another way that they can support you is by coming to these series of shows this week at the Bottom Line. Tell us the 10th anniversary celebration.
Well, we started this in 1984. Jack Hardy, who founded Fast Folk, and Christine Lavin had the idea that they should put on a one-night show showcasing people in the village who had been playing at Folk City and the Speakeasy and other clubs to get together and see what would happen at the Bottom Line. In fact, they sold out both nights, and it was recorded and put out as one of the Fast Folk records. And for a few years, we did one night. Last year, Alan Pepper and I decided to take a bigger risk and do two nights, and we sold out four shows at the Bottom Line. So this year, for the 10th anniversary, we thought, partly because we've been doing good business, but also because of the event, that we should try to get a lot of people back together, do an extensive show, and do three nights.
three nights this week. The dates are...
The 20th, the 21st, and 22nd of February. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And it's going to be something of a revolving lineup, although some performers will be constant throughout the three shows, correct?
That's right. I haven't counted them up, but there are about eight or nine people who are playing all three nights, and then a number of people who are featured on single nights or two nights. And of those people, they're joining in and singing back up and playing on other people's songs. So the whole festival approach that we're taking is going to be a lot bigger than the list of names.
Why don't you mention some of the people who will participate?
Our two guests here today, Eileen Weiss and Hugh Blumenfeld, Jack Hardy, David Massengill, John Gorka, Cliff Eberhardt, Richard Julian, Frank Tedesco, Lucy Kaplansky, who's coming out of retirement temporarily, David Cantor, Jim Allen, who are two new guys who are very distinctive, Dave Van Ronk, who was on the very first Fast Folk record, Pierce Pettis is coming up from Alabama, Richard Schindel, Rachel Polisher, the Tom Russell Band, the Five Chinese Brothers, Germana Pucci, Eddie Lawrence, Steve Keys coming up from Washington, Michael Gerling is coming down from Saratoga, Josh Joffin, Rod McDonald, who just got back from Italy, Judy Zwyman, Brian Rose, Eric Wood, Gabrielle Yacoub is coming in from Paris, as is Nikki Matheson. Christine Lavin and Julie Gold are going to be co-hosts with me.
Terrific.
And more, the Roaches, too.
Three exciting nights coming up this week at the Bottom Line on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Now, we've been doing these the last couple of years, Richard, and I always ask you to bring along a couple of the participants. Perhaps you'd like to introduce our first guest today.
Miss Eileen Weiss, who hails from Philadelphia. A really great songwriter, just put out her first album on Gadfly Records.
Eileen, tell me about your connection to Fast Folk. How did you find out about it? What drew you to it, and what was your experience like?
Okay. I had moved to New York from spending about a year and a half in Chicago. And I was here, I guess, for the year of 1981, was my first year in New York. And I've been playing. I was performing at Folk City fairly regularly, and I guess towards the end of that year, this kind of movement, like kind of like a twister or something, started trying to line up another space to play. There's this place called Speakeasy on McDougal Street.
Right.
Initially, there was a core group of people, among whom I remember, obviously Jack, as you mentioned, was
Jack Hardy.
And just a bunch of people, some of whom are still visibly with us, others who are still with us, not so visibly. And I hope they're all with us somewhere.
What did you find there? What did that experience mean to you?
For me, it was like, okay, I'm a songwriter, I'm a performer. Here's songwriters, here's performers. This is what I do. So I want to try and be a part of it. And I remember these meetings at Brian Rose's little apartment, trying to think up a name for this thing. And it was announced that they were going to put out a record, and certain people were chosen, and, you know, others were reassured that they would be on the next one or whatever it was, for all those kind of, you know, political salve things, which, you know, I'm not immune to, you know.
Sure.
And it was like, okay, well, I get to I think really for me it was motivated by I have songs and they'll maybe get out there.